We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
All right, Joe, going to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline right now. We're going to talk to the head coach of the University of Miami football team after a big 52-10 win Saturday night against Florida State. Good morning, Coach. How you doing?
Doing great. Good morning, guys.
Morning, Coach. Man, Coach, it's just there's so many different guys. I'm watching the game, and you got a whole bunch of guys making plays. It's not just a couple of guys. Is there a leader of the pack of this whole thing that's kind of gets it going during a game for you? Is it Derry King and everybody feeds off him? Is it both sides of the ball? How do you look at it after three games?
Well, certainly so much of our football team revolves around Derek. I don't think that's any secret. And I think what was really cool about Saturday night was, you know, obviously against UAB, we really ran the ball. Against Louisville, we had these big explosive plays. And Florida State, they came out and played us in some, you know, different schemes they came up with. And really, Derek just, like a point guard, just put the ball where the ball needed to go. And so many different guys caught the ball. Obviously, you know, we had, you know, four running backs getting the game. And that ability to spread the ball around, some of it's just because of its, you know, it's RPO game. So it is a little bit like running pick and roll. Like whatever the defense does, you've got an option right to get the ball somewhere to get yards. And then even defensively, this is pretty cool. We had 30 guys lodge either a tackle or an assist in this game. So the amount of people that we were able to get in the game, the amount of people that were able to contribute and say, I had a role in beating Florida State, you know, made for a very happy locker room afterwards.
Well, that's funny you said that, Coach, because I was going to say, being defensive-minded as you are, six sacks, 13 tackles for a loss. Is this your most gratifying win as head coach, seeing all your defensive guys playing so well?
Yeah, I think Blake Baker and the defense staff did a really, really good job. They're a difficult team to prepare for because on the first drive, they did the same thing at Georgia Tech. They really come at you with some bizarre stuff off schedule, things that they haven't really shown. And then similar to what they did against Georgia Tech, once they kind of settled down into who they are, you kind of go from there. So it was really important that we had a great red zone stop, kind of had a goal line stay on that first drive to hold them to three. And by the second time they went out there, it was 14-3. And that really puts offenses in a uncomfortable situation against our defense. And that's really what leads to that feeding frenzy. In the second quarter, it felt like every other time they dropped back to throw, you know, the quarterback had a hurricane, you know, jumping on top of them. So it was just very difficult for them, and I thought we were relentless all night.
Coach, 3-for-4 on fourth down. And 11 of 16 on third down, which has been a problem in the past. And all of a sudden, is it easier for you to be aggressive when you see what this offense is doing right now?
Well, I don't think there's any doubt. Those third down conversions and fourth down conversions really set the tone, because it's easy to remember how it looked at the end. But those first two touchdown drives were all aided. You know, all of those, I think we had five sequences that went to either third or fourth down on those first two drives. And I'm not talking about third and ones. I'm talking about, you know, long yardage third downs. And sometimes we know. I mean, sometimes, look, we had a third and 13 that we were able to get it to a fourth and three, and where it was on the field, you know, obviously we trust Jose on a long field goal, but we felt like we were in some let's go for it in these situations. But to have the guys still be able to go out there and execute it, make some tough throws, some tough catches. Mike Carley had a couple possession down catches early on in those first couple of drives to move the chain that were really important.
Yeah, Coach, Pope, Wiggins, Harley, Jordan, all these guys eating Saturday night, that's for sure. I know a lot of weeks we see sometimes one catch or two catches here, but the ball was spread out all over the place, and these guys really did play well, wide receiver and tight end-wise, for your offense.
Yeah, and I think they get it. I think we're still, you know, getting better week in and week out. I think the guys are starting to understand. And I think the really cool thing is they're starting to get into, this sounds scary, but they're starting to get into game shape. And I think they're starting to realize how fast they can really push the envelope on these other teams and start to see the other teams start to wear down. And that gives you another confidence boost when you realize you can just look in your opponent's eyes and realize that they're struggling to catch their breath. And we feel good to keep the gas pedal down on them.
Hey, Coach, I saw something. My eyes told me on TV, I thought Chaney and Knighton looked like they're playing in a different gear. And I said to myself, okay, they got their feet wet, and now they're starting to understand where the holes are opening. Do those two look like they're Chaney in this game, Knighton also, like they're starting to play faster to you when you watch them?
Yeah, I think that's accurate. They are getting better every week. And just trusting to stay on their tracks. You know, I mean, Eric Hickson's done a great job with all the guys in that room, but I think that's part of it, just trust the tracks. I mean, we can't talk enough about what Garen Justice has done with our offensive line, you know, and there are holes getting opened. We know FSU's got a really, really talented defensive line, you know, some big, hard-to-move bodies, and some of those teams that we're able to split through and just trusting it. And then when they get into the second level, both those guys are a problem. Chaney and Knighton, because they both have great quickness. They're hard to tackle. They can make you miss, or they can run you over. So every week we just expect them to continue to just focus on improvement and getting better.
Hey, Coach, real quickly, too, speaking of that offensive line. So Nelson played in this game. He and Campbell were your tackles last year. He played this time for Campbell. What do you do going into Clemson now? Is it going to be a rotation? What are you thinking? And is it who's playing better? How will you treat that?
Yeah, my suspicion is you'll see both of those guys play because we think they both can, you know, provide a lot of value for us. And that's really what we want. We want to have some, you know, added depth on our offensive line, be able to roll people. Because, again, you know, if we're pushing the tempo and we're rolling, you know, 85-some-odd plays a game, that just helps us. So, there may be some other spots along the line. The more guys that we can get in there and get the play, the more that helps us.
Coach, Jalen Phillips had one hell of a start to that game, and it looked like the emotions kind of got the best out of him and then got, you know, thrown out. Did you talk to him after the game? What did you say to him? And you kind of saw that he was a little remorseful because he was the first guy, it looked like, when guys came in for halftime and after the game, that he was high-fiving everybody getting in there. But did you speak to Jalen after the game?
We did, yeah. I mean, Jalen was devastated, and he knew right at the moment. I think you're right. I mean, he was so hyped up, and he's having so much fun out there. He's just like a big kid running around, and we talked. With the most amazing, extraordinary thing is we spoke after the crazy interception, and they said, "Hey, Jalen, you spiked the ball. So if you get another one, sportsmanlike, they'll kick you out. You'll be disqualified." And so, obviously, again, it just shows the emotions of the game. I think it's a great learning moment for Jalen. But it also, like anything else does, it provided an opportunity. And I think it was great for Jafari Harvey, Cam Williams, Pat Joyner went in there and was you know, knocking people around. You know, Chance Williams had a pressure late in the game. So, you know, again, our depth of the defensive line shows that, you know, as important as Jalen is to us, is that it's a team thing. And the other guys picked up the slack.
I never thought I was going to talk about this, and I was just trying to find some individuals. This Jared Harrison Hunt, this guy, like, he explodes off the ball, helped create some unbelievable plays. Coach, how good, and are you even a little surprised at how good for a young guy he is?
I don't think we're surprised. I think we have seen his potential. He is just so athletic, and it really goes back to his basketball career. I mean, and you got to understand this guy starting at Christ the King in the New York League, which is, you know, one of the top programs in all of New York City basketball, and he's run down the court, you know, gracefully at his size, which is just something you don't normally see. But then it obviously, you know, look, the lineup between 200-300-pound offensive linemen, and either one of them or both of them is going to hit you on every play. That's a learned skill, but once he's learned that, and I think, you know, Todd Stroud and all those guys up front, they've done a really nice job developing him. He's got an athleticism that he can finish a play in the backfield, and I think that's what you've seen the last 2 weeks.
Coach, can you talk about the impact Bubba Bolden has on your defense? I think he had 4 tackles, a sack, 2 tackles for loss. He just seems to be everywhere on that defensive side of the ball.
Yeah, Bubba plays very fast. He did tackle better this game. I thought his form, you know, he really worked on that coming off of Louisville, and he had a couple open field tackles, I think maybe in the first drive, where he stuck his shoulder pad right on the guy's thighs, did a great job wrapping the guy and put him to the ground on some not easy tackling situations. And then after that, yeah, I mean, just his ability to roam the deep middle, a super instinctive play on the tip on a play but it's a great example where just film study, you know, he had an idea that the double sense was going to come from the field and did a great job of breaking on it. And then the other one, which, you know, was kind of a, you know, just following the quarterback's eyes. So just those type of instinctive plays that you get to make. But again, as long as you'll run and tackle, then to me, the talent will allow you to make those other instinctive plays. And he's certainly done a great job with both.
Coach, have you been a little surprised that your team has been so complete? And not necessarily the first game, but these last 2 games. It just seems like it's been both sides of the ball. The kicking game, it's about as good as you can see so early in this crazy year.
Well, from our standpoint, obviously there's still a ton of things that we feel like we can do better. What I don't know if surprise is the right word, but what you are hopeful what would show up is that you have a team that really loves playing for one another. I think our offense and our defense really feed off one another very well. Our special teams, as you said, not just with the addition of you know, Borregales and obviously having Headley, but just the guys we've got running down covering kicks, you know, even the effort that we see of guys on our kickoff return unit. You know, we had a chance to get Pope popped out of there on a long one. You know, just the effort and the energy that the guys are right. playing with. We felt like we had a more connected team this year, but you got to get in the games and you got to find out. So I think you kind of know, but you don't ever really know as a coach, and you're sort of hopeful that you see it. And so that has been the rewarding part, to see the guys and how connected we are this season.
So what are some of the things you're talking about that need to get better to take it to the next step as you guys get, well, 2 weeks away from playing Clemson?
Well, it's just the attention to detail. I mean, on all sides of the ball. I mean, I think that just comes with the repetition, you know, of understanding some, you know, of what we're trying to get offensively. It's just in the minutia, you know, of staying square on the offensive line, the nuances of running routes better at wide receiver. You know, I mean, even Derek sometimes with his eye progression, the running backs, as I mentioned, trusting the tracks defensively, getting lined up, you know what I mean? Better communication at times across the linebacker in the secondary. So these are all the things that we can continue to work on and continue to get better at. And this bye week comes at a good time where we can say, okay, hey, we're kind of at the quarter pole of the season. Let's see what we like. But good teams improve while they're winning. They don't wait until the pain of loss and then all of a sudden they have the urgency to want to get better. They do it while things are good and everybody's patting them on the back.
Coach, just to wrap up the Florida State stuff, I know that when you talk to any Cane greats from the past that have played football at Green Tree and played for that Hurricanes team, one of the topics of conversation is their record versus Florida State. How about your seniors, 4-0 against Florida State, 4 straight wins? That's got to be something that you're proud of with those guys, and I'm sure those guys are walking around with their chests kind of puffed out a little bit too because of that.
It's a big deal, and obviously we know when we got here defensively in 2016, that wasn't the way it was. And we had a locker room. No one had ever beaten Florida State. And so to turn that around, starting with the Darryl Langham catch in 2017, now we've got a locker room of really only because Zach McLeod was here in 2016. He's the only one that's ever experienced a loss to those guys. And look, no matter how it looked, it's never easy. And it's always a big deal. And our guys take a lot of pride in it. It's something we talk about every week of the year, and they deserve it. They earned it. And I'm proud of those guys for what they've done. But again, it'll be on the freshman class and the sophomore class next year when we go to Tallahassee a year from now to make sure that it continues.
Coach, real quickly, speaking of winning, I know you're a big fan of the Miami Heat. How about that story, making it to the finals with different guys and a nice combination of veteran guys and young guys playing at such a high level? As a fan, what do you see in Eric Spoelstra's team that besides their winning?
Well, you see how connected they are. You know, and if you listen to Spo, and it's been a great inspiration to us, they have a great respect for how hard it is to win. you know, and they talk about it all the time. Even, you know, it's hard to win a game. It's hard to win any game in the playoffs. It's certainly hard to win the fourth game in the playoffs and to finish somebody off. And now to win three consecutive series and earn the right to go to the NBA Finals. Selflessness, you know, one guy will go off for 30, you know, whether it was Bam last night or Hero a couple nights ago or Butler, and not caring who gets the credit. And I think that's just that is the pureness of a team. And I don't know how you can be a sports fan and not root for the Heat. And the only thing that breaks my heart is that we don't have LeBron coming down to and the Lakers coming down to this arena for a home game with this place packed, because I promise you that would be an uncomfortable place for the LA Lakers. They got a great team, but man, if we could get them on Biscayne Boulevard, wouldn't that be something?
Yeah, that's pretty darn good. Hey, Coach, I was just curious. Last 2 weeks, you're on national TV. You are the show on Saturday night. How good, I know you can't get into, how good's this been for business? I'm big in looking at the big picture. This has been good for business. Hey, Coach, hey, nice to talk to you, man. What's that been like?
Well, look, we know things can change quickly in college football, in both directions, right? And that's why we don't take anything for granted, because it can still change. I mean, this year, the story this year is still not yet written. But it does make an impact in recruiting. You know, and players do see that, you know, that we had a plan here, and that if we get the right people in the right places, they can see what it looks like. And again, we've talked about this before over the past few years, just getting a feel of what it's like when the Hurricanes are rolling, you know, and what it's like being in this town when the Canes or the Dolphins, or even we're seeing now with the Heat, you know, when Miami's got it rolling, this is a heck of a place. And the only thing missing, again, I thought the fans in the stadium on Saturday were awesome, but man, if it had been packed, what an atmosphere, what
God,
a night.
Oh my God.
I mean, the Jalen Rivers play would have blown the roof off the place, right? You know, almost like Trajan against Notre Dame, but it's coming, right? We got to believe it. Those days are coming if we keep doing the right thing. And, but I think it's important. I think that's the key. But for our players inside the building, it's important to stay grounded and not worry about all the outside, because we've seen it both ways. You know, I still continue to say 3 weeks ago, nobody cared about the Miami Hurricanes. No one wanted to talk to us. And I think going back to the Heat, that sort of chip on our shoulder mentality that we are the underdog has always served the University of Miami the best.
Well, Coach, we appreciate the time. You're now number 8 in the AP.
Coach.
You got a week off, then you got Clemson coming up. It should be a fun stretch here for all Hurricane fans out there. And a great win on Saturday. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thanks, Manny.
Yeah, you guys got it. Have a great week.
All right. Head coach of the Miami Hurricanes, Manny Diaz, after a 52-10 win against Florida State, joining us.
Lot of stuff going on. I think everybody really enjoyed that. And I did not expect it to look like that. I just did not expect
52-10. Come on.
Equally good on both sides of the ball.
Right.
And having the weapon you didn't have to use in the game that much. That guy named Borregaard is unbelievable. We got to go to break. Got a lot more stuff. We're running super late. We'll be right back.
All right, Joe. A lot of stuff went on yesterday in the NFL, and we're going to get into a bunch of that now. But for all you fantasy football lovers out there, there's a new app because, you know, we know you can't get enough fantasy football out there, and it's called Prize Picks, Joe. And it's a different kind of way of how fantasy football goes. First off, you're going to download the app in the App Store, Google Play, wherever it is. It's called Prize Picks. You can go to prizepicks.com also if you want to do it. And on the app, on the dashboard, you're going to make an account. Use the promo code 305. There's going to be a bonus there for you. But the whole point of this app is they set a line for a guy. So they set a line for, you know, if the Heat were playing tonight, they might set the line for Jimmy Butler or LeBron James, one of these guys. And you're going to bet the over or the under on their line, the points that they put out there. So it's kind of a fantasy football and also being at the sports book all at once. It's an interesting way to do fantasy football at this point, or fantasy basketball, or fantasy anything at this point. If you do use that promo code 305, you're going to get 100% match on your first deposit up to $100. And like I said, the app's just going to make point totals on each player based on normal fantasy points. And you get to bet on it, over or under, on a bunch of guys. And the best part about it also is the fact that you pick multiple guys. So you pick two guys, your odds are going to be, you know, you're going to win some money. If you pick three, it's going to go up and up and up and up, up to four or five guys that you get to pick on a certain night. But with all the sports going on and all the basketball going on now, football too, there's a lot to bet on. with the fantasy football and the fantasy basketball with prizepicks.com. So go to prizepicks.com or download that app in the App Store, Google Play, wherever you get your apps, and try it tonight. I downloaded it just to see what it was like, and I'm going to use it this week as well, especially with the NBA Finals going on. Lots of baseball going on as well, and the football going on Thursday night or Sundays or Mondays, doesn't matter. Like tonight, you'd see what Lamar Jackson's numbers are. You'd see what Pat Mahomes, you'd see what Clyde the Glides, Travis Kelce, a lot of guys to use tonight. But prizepicks.com or find the Prize Picks app in the App Store or Google Play and try it out and use the promo code 305. Right when you sign up, it's going to ask you if you have a promo code. Use 305 as your promo code. You will get 100% match on your first deposit up to $100. We'll have a lot more of that going on here in the next couple of weeks here on the show as well. But Prize Picks, really cool app if you can't get enough fantasy, because everyone loves fantasy. Even you, Joe, you love fantasy football and fantasy baseball.
I live in a fantasy.
You live in a fantasy world as well. But use it. Go download the app or go to the website, prizepicks.com. Make sure you use the promo code 305 and get that 100% match on your first deposit up to $100.
Yeah, that's pretty cool, because if you think about it, like, we watch games and you always wonder when you're watching your teams play, or if you just like to gamble on everything, who's going to play well and who's not.
You know, like tonight, the fantasy projection for Pat Mahomes on the app is 22.6 points. For Lamar Jackson, it's 26.2, and it's the same way you score fantasy football with touchdowns and yards, interceptions, the whole deal with that. So you just basically say, do you think Pat Mahomes is going to go over? Do you think Lamar Jackson will go over or under? Clyde the Glide, Tyreek Hill, Marquise Brown, all the main guys each night for all the major sports. Pretty cool way to do fantasy prize
picks.
Like
yeah, that's pretty cool. All right. Hey, listen, we got that going on for you guys. Need a little action? A little added action to watching games out there. It's pretty cool to have that here in the morning, to be able to talk about that, and for you to have a chance to win is always really cool. We got our poll up, Woody. Tell us about our poll coming off what could be, man, it's been a long time. This one of the best 4 or 5 days of sports we've had. So what's our poll look like, Woody?
All right, Joe, so we basically just asked people what their favorite sports moment of 2020 has been so far. Now, there's still more to come here, hopefully. But your choices are this: Marlins clinching the playoffs, the Heat to the finals, or the Canes pounding FSU. So those are your choices here. You can vote on those at Joe Rose Show. Marlins clinching the playoffs, Heat to the finals, Canes pound FSU, your favorite sports moment of 2020 so far.
You know what's amazing? When the Marlins clinched and got a little help from Tampa Bay beating Philly, it became one of the biggest stories in sports. Like, what they had their national guys going, hey, listen, man, what they've done is a story of baseball, like of baseball right now. 105 losses to the playoffs and a 17-year playoff drought, plus the COVID-19 that hit this team, that they were just inches away from potentially shutting down baseball because the commissioner was pissed. Now, I will never know how close it was, but the fact is they still won a bunch of games while those guys were all getting quarantined either in a hotel room somewhere or back here in South Florida when they took the bus back. I'd love to hear stories about that bus ride back. Can we at least stop at McDonald's and get some food, please?
Right.
Just a crazy story. So let us know on the poll this morning. That's at Joe Rose Show. Love to know what you're thinking.
Well, what are you thinking here, Joe? Are you going with the Marlins then?
No, I'm going with the no. I would go with what the Heat have done, getting to the finals, getting ready to play LeBron James.
You and the majority of the voters so far, 54% Heat to the finals.
Yeah.
I mean, you sold me on that Marlins thing. You got to admit, though, the Marlins run here is kind of improbable. Like, the way that it all started, you're right, Joe, with them about to shut down baseball
because
of that team. I mean, it just really is incredible.
So one of the problems that happens here with these things, it goes back to popularity of the sport. But if you were to step back and go, okay, look at the bigger picture, the Marlins should be the biggest. But I'm like everybody else. I'm watching. They're down six. They're down. And then the way they come back and the guys that are knocking down the shots.
Well, the Marlins making the playoffs was the biggest long shot out of all of those things, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, it has to be.
I mean, if you told me the Heat were going to make the finals before the playoffs started, I wouldn't have called you crazy. I thought the Heat had a shot going in, but for the Marlins to make the playoffs, I didn't think they had any shot. Especially the way things started for them.
Yeah, but let's do this. I mean, Atlanta's got a really nice team, and we saw that, what Atlanta did to the Marlins, even at the end of the year. But they're in the National League East. There are a lot of people thought National League East was the best, minus the Marlins. You got Philadelphia, spent all that money, Realmuto and Harper and all those guys. And then you go to the Mets, you know, that have been a 500 team or a little better than in the year before. And the Nationals won it all, even though they lost some guys. So they finished ahead of all those guys. It's just remarkable what they've done. It really is. And, you know, congratulations. I think Don Mattingly did a great job. Probably a lot of people aren't going to be talking about Don Mattingly. But they did. And look at all the guys they had to use. Which, by the way, we found out one thing. There were a lot of guys that came up from Jupiter or our whatever, the minor league or what's left in the minor league right now that's practicing every day. They found out they got some really nice performances and got some guys, you know, timely hitting. But the pitching, got a lot of good young arms, man, that they'll be getting a lot of phone calls about this offseason. So, yeah, it's a hell of a story. But this goes back, well, I'm not a baseball guy, so screw right. you, Joe Rose. I like right. football and basketball. Okay, that's cool. But I got to tell you, though, I call it the Lash Lee King story. It's early, but just the fact, you got to admit, if you're a Canes fan, you're going, wow, this is really fun to watch. Like, you are entertained.
Yeah.
And instead of going, well, the defense is not the same D they've had in the past. I get it. It's not theirs certain numbers yet, although it's getting better. But you know what? You score. Like, this Lashley King thing ain't getting shut out by teams outside the Power Five.
No.
You just don't feel like that. And listen, to be honest, the wide receiver position is just average with everything they're doing. And one of their highest draft picks, they barely use them. And their second tight end, who I think, I hate to say he's a top five tight end in the country right now, because everybody's talking about him. I know Florida's got a nice, really talented pass receiving tight end up there. He just put up the freak show in his last game. But I got to tell you something, man. Mallory is going to play in the NFL, and I think he's going to be not first round, but I think he's going to make some money.
Yeah, he's going to be a good player in the NFL. You can just tell.
And
you wouldn't tell by his stats. One catch, 10 yards, that's it.
Does all the dirty work in there.
Right.
Which is only going to help him. But he's a big, strong guy, and he can run. Like, he's going to – he ran track in high school. Like, he's going to freak – well, you saw the 70-yard run. Like, to me, the 70-something yard run he made that got called back is the NFL's not going to, like, oh, that doesn't count. Don't look at it. They're going, damn, that big dude can get up and go. So, yeah,
It was good to see some of those wide receivers get a couple catches under their belt.
No. They got
one. Wiggins, Harley, like
they got one
nice.
Over the top. They got a nice post pattern over the top. Beautifully used play. Mallory got just enough of a block on their defensive best player, and he put it up, and it was great. The receivers are catching the ball, moving the chains. That's good. But, you know, it's got to keep getting better. Just those three running backs right now are just, it looked to me, I don't know anybody else, I thought Chaney played at a different, like, he knew where he was going. He and Knighton knew where they wanted to go.
Downfield.
Knighton took some guy on the run. How about the run that got called back because of a holding call? He took a guy on, man. I heard that. He dipped on some dude, and I was like, damn, he went Deerfield Beach on some dude, man.
You didn't talk about maybe their best running back, De'Aaron King.
Well, no.
That's another level, too, right?
The best running back is Cameron Harris.
Right.
He is having, look at his effort going over the top and didn't have to do as much. I don't know how much he's still hurting from a couple of games ago. I think this can be good for him, but that's a tough, tough son of a gun. By the way, he can be playing in the NFL too, right?
Right.
With the way running back situation is, tell me he can't. I mean, that guy can't.
Big fast can't kid play. Like that? Are you kidding me?
Just a lot of good stories, man. And you got to give the coaching. Man, he changed his coaching staff. He got, you know, you always wonder. I wish Herb Street would stop talking about Lashley's going to be, you know, a head coach.
I know.
Like I sent Herbie a text. I said, Herbie, please stop on Rhett Lashley.
Well, did you hear what Fowler said after they were going through that whole thing? He said that I just got text messages from my Miami friends that said we have to stop talking about Rhett Lashley.
Oh, I didn't hear that. I did not hear that.
Fowler said that on the broadcast after they were, this must have been the sixth or seventh time they were gushing over Rhett Lashley and this offense and how good it looked and how all these players are looking so great. And he goes, Herbie, I just got a couple text messages from my Miami friends that said we have to stop talking them up so much they want them to stay for more than 1 year.
Well, I tell you, the other great thing is, about this is a lot of fans, and I give the fans credit even before, like a lot of fans have said, we got to change our offense. A lot of them go, it's just so predictable, going back to our other head coach, Mark Richt.
Right.
It like just everybody knows, and it's not good enough, and it struggles to get first downs, and our quarterbacks just looks up and down. And sure enough, man, a lot of you that were asking for, we got to open this thing up, man. This running this same old offense, just not cutting it. And look what they did, man. They spread it out, get a lot of guys involved, and it has been fun. Hey, we got a lot more stuff to get to here this morning. What a fun Monday morning, man. What a fun Monday morning.
Right,
it's going to be a great Wednesday, too. Marlins going to open up at Wrigley Field against the Cubs, best of three. And Wednesday night, we're game one of the NBA Finals. Canes get a little time off. And now the Dolphins waiting for that guy that has, 14 touchdowns, 14 touchdowns, one interception, Russell Wilson to come to town, see how they look. They're going to get the big test. Anyway, we'll have a lot more stuff here coming up. Zach, you got anything else, or are you're all caught up? Here, let me talk for a second then.
You got it.
Thank you, buddy. Hey, I just want to tell you right now about Mike Okotsie at Choice Mortgage. You're going, Mike Okotsie, is he another recruit? No. No, he is a five-star, but he's a five-star at refinancing for you quickly, getting you a great rate. Why haven't you done it, man? These rates aren't going to hold forever. That's why I want you to get this fixed-rate mortgage in the twos right now. In the twos. You can save hundreds and hundreds of dollars. And not, by the way, no prepayment penalty. I mean, gosh, it's just a great time. It's a lifetime opportunity. If you haven't done it, you better hurry. Because, oh, man, we waited. Why didn't we do it? Or somebody said the other day, oh, my credit score's down a little bit. What do you think? I go, I think you're still in great shape. I think Mike Okotsie is still going to work his butt off to get you approved. I just want to talk to you about that. Listen, man, maybe the big banks aren't for everybody. They're slowing down. They're looking for perfection. They want perfect people. And it's still taking a long time. Mike Okotsie is about great service and working his butt off to get you approved quickly. If you've been renting for a while and you've been thinking about buying, it's a great time. Money is cheap. Mike Okotsie can get it done for you. Let's get rolling, man. Let's get some equity built back up, huh? Let's get another way for you to start earning some money down the road. You can do it right now. Mike Okotsie at Choice Mortgage, been in business since 1994. Triple A rating with a Better Business Bureau. Equal housing lender. NMLS 166254. If you don't have somebody and you just have some questions, you're like, Joe, I don't want to jump in this, but I have some questions. It's okay. 561-441-2730. Don't be embarrassed. Don't worry. He's a great guy. 561-441-2730 for Mike Okotsie at Choice Mortgage.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Woody, what do you got for us this morning?
All right, guys, before we get to the usual Monday morning headlines, which we'll have in a second here with all of our NFL action, I had to get this to you guys here because this has to do with the man code here. And Dana White was asked about something after the fights on Saturday. And I don't know if you guys saw this. We're not going to get into the actual details of what the fight could or would be here in the UFC. But long story short, Conor McGregor put out some direct messages that Dana White had sent him on Twitter. He tweeted them out for everyone to see because he's trying to get a fight scheduled, and there's a lot of back and forth right now. But Dana are kind of violating the privacy there, right, a little bit, sending out the direct messages from Dana White for everyone to see. So Dana White was actually asked about it. Here's what he had to say.
For sure. A couple quick ones outside tonight. Conor McGregor made waves over the last 24 hours or so talking about this. Well, first of all, sharing direct messages from you. Did that upset you that he kind of shared private conversations?
Listen, I've had people blowing me up left and right. I mean, everybody here knows. I mean, even the ladies, this is some man code stuff. You know, it's just something you don't do. It's one of the dirtiest things you can do, which, by the way, because we were just talking about Diego Sanchez, and Diego Sanchez is in there in a private conversation that I was having with Conor. When you're the number two or three ranked guy in the world and you're telling me that you want to fight, but you want to fight unranked 39-year-old Diego Sanchez in a main event in Los Angeles,
Yeah, fair enough.
So he was mad, but he still knows he can make money off him, so he doesn't want to completely piss him off. But listen, Conor McGregor's looking. He's going, how can I make the most money and not get my ass kicked?
It's not going to be versus Diego Sanchez, that's for sure.
So you're okay with him sending out the DMs like that?
No, I think it's bad. I think it's terrible. It's bad.
Did he break the man code like Dana White said?
He broke a code. He broke a code, yes.
Yeah,
I
don't know if there's a code between men over Twitter direct messages, though.
No. But it could be any kind of direct. It could be a direct message. It could be a text message. It could be anything.
Listen, man, he kind of knows that. Like, when you're doing that, that's pretty private. Mm-hmm. And if I sent somebody or knew how to do it, and I sent somebody something directly, and they sent it out, especially if it was pretty important stuff, that's wrong. I agree. That's wrong.
Ready to get to some NFL headlines here, boys, on a Monday?
Let's do it.
All right, guys. It happened again to Atlanta here. Nick Foles this time, by the way. He comes in the second half for Mitch Trubisky, and the Bears come back from behind. Foles has three touchdowns. Atlanta blows a 16-point lead with 6.5 to go. They get outscored 20-0 in the fourth quarter. They lose to the Bears 30-26. It happened again. Unbelievable.
Joe, how does your boy Dan Quinn keep his job?
How does this keep happening is the better question.
Does
he keep this? Is 2 weeks in a row. This is Super Bowl from a couple of years ago, yet he is still the head coach of the Atlanta Falcons. I'm shocked.
Yeah, the demon. There's a little bit that sinks into your team when this happens over and over again. I think a little bit of this happened to the Celtics too. Oh no, here we go again.
Right.
They're doing the same thing. These are the same things we've seen before. And your mindset just changes. I just think negative thoughts in the brain, man.
All right, guys. The Bills held on to beat the Rams 35-32. Josh Allen had four touchdowns in this game. And when I see people like Omar Kelly going on Twitter saying, I was wrong about Josh Allen, he may be trouble. When a guy like Omar admits he was wrong, then we seriously might have a problem here, guys.
Nobody has improved more than he has. He has been – Josh Allen's been unbelievable. I mean,
Joe, you talked about Russell Wilson's stats earlier. How about 1,038 passing yards, 10 touchdowns, and one interception? That's Josh Allen.
Yeah. By the way, though, the Rams got screwed on that call.
They did.
You got to let them play a little bit. You can't – just you handed them the game. That comeback by the Rams was sensational. And by the way, you know who the best player in that game was, right? He plays defensive tackle for the Rams, and he's still
so good.
The best defensive player in football.
Well, you mentioned the most improved quarterback, Joe. Ryan Tannehill might beg to differ. He's 3-0 now. Titans hold on, 31-30.
He got comeback last year. I can't give him comeback on the comeback.
I don't know, Joe. He's 3-0. They Titans look tough.
He did make some good throws. But listen, I'm going to continue, and he's on a really good team. But it sure is nice to be able to hand off to a guy that's going to get you 100 yards, that nobody really wants to tackle, that's going to lead the league in rushing when it's all said and done.
By the way, in that game also, you got to welcome Dalvin Cook back to the NFL. 181 yards rushing and a touchdown. Yeah. Dalvin struggled a little bit. He's back.
Speaking of touchdowns, Zach, Rex Burkhead had 3 yesterday. So congratulations if you started him. The Patriots beat the Raiders 36-20.
Man, I did not see that. I didn't see that one coming.
Well, Sony Michel went over 100 yards on 9 carries. They really split up the
carries.
I didn't think
they could run. They ran for 217 against us, and I thought, man, that they ran for 250 against the Raiders.
Right.
Does that make you feel better, Joe?
Yeah, I feel a little better.
A little bit, right.
Kind of like the girl dumps me for another guy, and then she dumps him. I go, all right, feel a little better. There is this girl that was really hot at my high school. And, like, I couldn't even believe she, like, kind of liked me because I'm not very attractive at 6'3", 140 pounds. And a
you
big
were ugly.
Gap. Yeah. And my dad still had me wearing a military haircut. Well, whatever. And so, like, and the girl's like, oh, you know. And I was like, damn, I'm with this girl. And then she dumped me. And then this older guy had her, and he was talking trash because we played sports together. And she dumped him. I go, hey, how's it feel, man? How's it feel?
All right, we'll keep it moving here, guys. Bigger surprise here. Steelers are 3-0 after a 28-20 win over the Texans. The Texans are 0-3. What's your bigger surprise there?
Keep losing, baby.
Right.
We got your top 2 picks. You keep losing.
How great would it be if the Texans ended up like 3-13, 4-12, and they had a top 5 pick, and the Dolphins got that?
Aren't they too good? Like, I just look at the
Sure,
names.
But they're 0-3, Joe.
I don't know. They don't look very good. I've watched them.
That quarterback's not – he's too good.
He's getting crap knocked out of him, though.
Joe, I give them this. First 3 games this season, at Chiefs versus Ravens, at Steelers. Not an easy 3-game stretch. Now they have the Vikings, the Jaguars, the Titans, the next 3. They start off 1-5, 0-6, Joe. We could start talking about the possibility of a top 5 pick.
Couple more quick ones for you guys here. Herbert goes 35 of 49, 330 yards, threw the ball 49 times. Had a touchdown and an interception. The Panthers do win, though, 21-16 over the Chargers. How about throwing Herbert in there, letting him sling it 49 times?
Nobody wanted him.
Nobody
wanted him down here.
I didn't want him. Right, right. It's a bad loss for the Chargers, by the way. Panthers stinky.
Something missing on that team, too, man.
All right, guys, we had a great game between the Seahawks and the Cowboys. Russell Wilson had 5 touchdowns in this game. Unfortunately, though, this play happened.
On 2nd and long, a lot of time, another deep ball. He's got Metcalf, and he caught it at the 10. It's a touchdown. Diggs knocked it out of his hands. Did he have it long enough, or is it a touchback?
Metcalf slowed down at the end of this, kind of hot-dogged it. And it gets punched out
That's
by Diggs.
That's a touchback. How about Diggs?
Yep. Oh, DK Metcalf hates himself. Somewhere Leon Lett on the Cowboys sideline is saying, don't feel bad about it.
By the way, he wasn't even close. They slowed that down. He was like on the 3-yard line when that ball got popped out. It wasn't like, well, we're going to have – it was like, oh, boy, that's not even close. He is a big physical freak of an athlete, by the way. Let's start with that. As good a deep threat as there is in the NFL, but you can't do that one. Nope. I just thought.
He made up for it later. He had a touchdown later.
Yeah, he did. He had the big touchdown, you're right, at the end of the game. Well, I'll tell you what, though, man. He does have some extra mustard on him. Oh, boy, that would be a rough one with Don Shula.
Talking about
Seattle
extra
got,
mustard
Seattle got
here.
Lucky, too, by the way. Chris Carson got hurt, but he's not too badly hurt. But
yeah, he is okay. It was a knee sprain,
right.
They said.
Right.
You said extra mustard here, Joe. I've never heard anyone under the age of 70 say that before. But anyway, speaking of that, we have Chiefs and Ravens tonight.
Ooh.
Baltimore, 3.5-point favorites in this one here this evening on Monday Night Football. Should be a good one.
Yeah. Listen, that's star power. Monday night's going, damn.
They got Thank it finally, Joe. Yeah,
that's extra mustard on the hot dog, right, Joe?
Right.
No.
Spicy mustard.
You old man,
no.
You.
Man, that's like everybody uses that and says, uh-oh, the guy's playing with way too much mustard on that hot dog.
Everybody?
A lot of people say that.
Break.
Now you're going to rip it. You're looking for – there you go
put,
again.
Do you put ketchup on your hot dog too or just mustard?
No, just mustard. That's it. Preferably a little spicy too.
By the way, we were talking about fantasy earlier. There must be 10 players tonight in this game for fantasy football.
Oh, yeah, they're going to be all kinds of guys.
Right.
Hey, we got Armando Salguero going to join us coming up here. We got a lot to talk to him about, including Adam Gase. Boy, that is what is going to happen there, man. That's a crazy one. Anyway, we'll have all that stuff coming up. Stay with us.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.